Welcome to The Photographer's Guide, an ALTS Productions production. For more information, please visit altsproductions.wordpress.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Lance Sensei, and this episode is going to be a fun episode for me, more than usual. Because today I'm going to talk about a photographer that has really influenced me personally, both professionally and personally. Though I've never met this person in real life, in face to face. Buckle up, sit down, grab a coffee, and let's talk for about 10 minutes about the photographer that I discovered when I was first getting into photography and who has actually been there for me throughout my growing career, although I'm still not a full-fledged photographer. So I think I should start way back about 5 years ago, maybe 2015 or so, or maybe a little later than that, 2016, 2017. So I had gotten a camera a couple of years prior, and I was messing around with them and really enjoyed taking photos. It was something I always enjoyed doing. And on my free time, I would research on how to take better photos. I would watch videos. I would really just dive into it and research it. And one channel that I used to love to watch on YouTube that I don't know if it's still around was called Digital Rev or Digital Revolution. And one of the hosts, Kai Wong, was on there, and he was a joy to watch. It's a channel that really interested me when I first started getting into photography, especially digital photography, because I didn't have access to a film camera, although it might be something that I want to do now. One thing that the Digital Revolution team did is they would take professional photographers and they would challenge them to take photos with horrible cameras, just horrific cameras. And on two occasions, I believe, a gentleman came in and did a photo shoot with a Lego camera. And then the other one was with a Nikon action camera that was just apparently was just horrible to use. If I remember correctly, it might not be Nikon. I don't have any notes in front of me, or I haven't looked at that episode in a long time. But then on a third episode when he was in there, one thing that struck me was how passionate he was. So he flipped the tables on the host, who at the time was the person who was hosting was Kai Wong. And he said, "All right, here is an iconic photo that I took that got me on the cover of Sports Illustrated and, you know, won me many awards. And I want you to duplicate my shot." So they gave him, you know, you have the basic camera setup. You have a flash and you have an underwater camera. Go, because it was a shot of a diver, and the shot that the person was trying to duplicate was that of a diver diving down into the water, and with their head exposed, their hands and head exposed, and everything else in bubbles going up to the surface of the water. It was lovely, and if you ever get a chance to find it, I highly recommend looking for it. So the photographer that was there was super passionate. I remember he was He was sitting there. He's being a cheerleader to Kai. He was saying, "All right, this is what you got to do, and these are the kind of tricks I used, and maybe something you can do here or this." And Kai, I think it was like 30, 40 times to take the same photo, until they finally got close to something similar. And I remember Kai Wong, the host, was getting, of course, after 30, 40 times, you're not really very happy with it, with the results. So he was downtrodden. He wasn't happy. And the photographer guy comes up and he gives him a pep talk. And I remember this being like, wow, he's such a nice guy. He's trying his best. He's really helping out. He's really passionate. You could feel the passion of photography from this guy. So from there, I kind of, at that point, I had a Twitter before I got hacked and I deleted it forever. So I found this guy on Twitter and I found out that he had all these like, different programs and whatnot. And he had a podcast. And so at this point in time, I think I still had SoundCloud. I was listening to everything on SoundCloud, and Spotify was just coming out to Japan, I believe. And so when I got my Spotify premium account, my Spotify account, first off, I listened to everything. And then I remember hearing that this photographer had a podcast, and I downloaded the first episodes, and I listened to everything, and I watched all the YouTube videos of his, and just absorb so much. And so over the years, I being me, reached out, and I reached out to the photographer and I said, "Hey, love what you're doing. Thanks for all you do." And I sent him a message. Like, I remember one time I sent him a message being like, "I don't know if you'll ever see this, but I'm feeling really down, and I hope that, if you see this, you're doing well. And I want you to know that you've influenced me." And the person was in there. I remember it was early morning before one of my classes, because I teach English as my main job. And it was in class right before the main classes started. I was getting the cards ready for class, and I got a bing on my phone, which, it was before class, so I had my phone on, and it was an Instagram message. And this photographer came on and said, "Hey, Austin, I don't know if you think I wouldn't see, your message to me, but I saw it, and I just want you to know, man, keep up the good work. You're doing the thing that makes you happy. Keep it up," or some message like that. And unfortunately, over time, it's been lost, but this is an award-winning photographer, internationally recognized photographer who started Instagram before Instagram was popular, and, was the first to start the trend of social sharing of photos and teaching about photos to other people who aren't photographers. And it was just such a delightful moment for me, that, that endeared this person to me forever. And they, not only because of something like that, but the things that they've reached out, they've always been part of the community and helping other people out. And that's what's really gotten me about this person. They're just so dedicated to building the culture, and which has helped me to try and forge my own path similar, but not the same. And, I just hope that in my own creations, I can somehow help people the same way he helped me. That's why I always try and teach. I always try and point people in directions of things that can help them. So to the photographer who's listening to this, some of you may have guessed by now or just by reading the title, this is to Chase Jarvis. You'll probably never see this. You'll probably never hear this. But I just want to say thank you for all the stuff you've done. And if, you know, there's anything that any heroes that you, the listeners, have that have helped you, either personally, professionally, or just by watching them and absorbing, like I have, through podcasts, leave it in the comment section below. Hit me up on my website and let's talk about it, because I'd love to hear the stories, and maybe your story can help other people find inspiration and get on their own path, like I have slowly begun my path. But that's about all the time we have for today. We're actually over time, so thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a thumbs up. If this is something that you think someone might enjoy hearing, someone who's maybe a mentor to someone else, or someone who's in a mentor position and has the opportunity to mentor, send this to them and show them how much being a good mentor can help other people and the inspiration it can give them. We all need mentors in our life, and even if they're people we never will actually meet in real life, like me and Chase, I live in Japan, he lives in San Francisco, I don't think I'll ever be able to meet him in person. But even so, his work has had an impact on me. But not just him, other photographers as well that I can talk about if you'd want me to talk about them. But Chase is the number one photographer that really influenced me. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.